Father, we bless you this day. We exhort you for your mercy, for you are good, you are kind unto us, O God. We exhort you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift you up higher. We exalt your name, for you are good and there is none like unto you. Father, we exalt you. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift you up higher. Lord, we honor you. Glory, honor, adoration unto you, O God, for you are great, O Lord. We exalt you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We exalt you. We return all glory unto your name, for you are good, you are God, and you are God forevermore. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. You will release your blessing upon our day. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 24th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his kindness. Honor him because he is God, he is good, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day that in the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me into you this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that today you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord this day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I suspend every activity of darkness over my day. In the name of Jesus, I suspend every activity of wickedness over my day. In the name of Jesus, I suspend every activity of darkness over my day today. In the name of Jesus, this day I reprogram you by the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I walk through this day under the covenant of his blood. I walk through this day secured by the blood of Jesus. I stand against any form of evil that is set in this day. You will not befall me. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, the Lord preserve me in my going out and in my coming in today. In the name of Jesus, in my going out and coming in today, no evil will befall me, for I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. I suspend any form of evil that is in this day. I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into evil. I will not walk into any error. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the mercy of the Lord speak for me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of today. That which is a portion for me today, I receive. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, today, your idea of favor for me. This day, your idea of favor for me. Your idea of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, as I appear before the Lord today in Zion, my strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, wherever I go, wherever I stand, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name is mentioned, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak protection, speak guidance, speak covering over me. In the name of Jesus, I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. It is well with me. I go today in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, but before we go into blessing the name of the Lord, into praising him, I want to remind you of our program that is coming up this week, Thursday. This week, Thursday, on the 28th of May, 2026, I want you to put it in your diary. Between 12 and 2 p.m., by the grace of God, it's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. The theme for our time of refreshing this month is breaking limitations. I want you to come before the Lord. It's a special program of prayer and prophecy. I want you to come and let us stand before the Lord to break every limitation that is around our life, that is around our business, our ministry, that is upon our destiny, that is upon our generation. Let us come and present ourselves before the Lord in Zion, Thursday, 28th of May, 2026, between 12 and 2 p.m. by the grace of God at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Jokudo Junction, Songo Eleyele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Like I said before, today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord for His mercy. We are going to thank Him for His good and His mercy endures forevermore. We are going to be singing unto Him this morning from the book of Psalms, Psalm 92. We are taking from verse 1 to verse 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hand. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my own you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desires on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, I want you to praise God. I want you to give honor unto Him, for His good, His kind, and His mercy endures forever. For who is like unto our God, that is glorious in holiness and fearful in His doing? Oh, honor Him, give glory to Him. Let me tell you, it is a good thing to give glory to God, to return all honor unto Him for His goodness, for His mercy, and for His love over you, for His love over me. It is a good thing to return glory unto Him. The faithfulness of the Lord is forevermore. God is forever faithful to His word. Nothing can change His word. The wickedness of men cannot change the word of the Lord. The wickedness of men cannot shake or move the faithfulness of God to His word. God is forever faithful. He's faithful to me. He's committed to bringing His word to fulfillment over our life. God is great in His deeds and is mighty in His ways. He is God. He decided in the book of Psalm 103 verse 7, He decided that He was going to show His ways to Moses and His acts to the children of Israel. The scripture says He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. His good is God, and there is no questioning Him. God is great in His ways, is great in His deeds, is great in His acts. Our God is forever faithful. At this junction, I want you to talk about the faithfulness of the Lord. Talk about His glory upon your life. Talk about His mercy upon you. The glory of my God is forever, for He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, but abounding in great mercy. His great mercy is in abundance. God is slow to anger and is merciful unto us. He has not dealt with us according to our sin. If God is to deal out according to my sin, where will I be? I bet you I have no place to stand. But as it is written in the scripture, Psalm 103 verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. God has not dealt with us according to our sins, but He has always bring us together by His love. Do you know why we love Him? Do you know why I love Him so much? Because His love predates my own love for me. He has loved me ever before I thought of Him. His love has been on me even before my mother gave birth to me. His promises has been there for me, laid out. My own is just to walk on the ways that he has mapped out for me. My own is just to walk upon the faithfulness and righteousness of God to receive his mercy and the fulfillment of his blessing for me. God is great in his mercy towards me. God is great in his mercy towards you. And for his blessing for me this day, he said in his word, but my horn you have exalted. But my horn you have exalted. God has exalted my horn. He has anointed me with fresh oil. Let me tell you, my cup is not empty. He has poured his oil upon me and I am filled to the brim, filled to the point that my cup runs over. He has anointed me. I flourish in his presence. Not just that, because I am planted in the house of the Lord, I am planted in his courts. I bring out fruit every season. There is nothing like trough as far as my life is concerned. There is nothing like there is no bread in the house of bread, because as for me, there will always be food on my table and bread in my house. There is always help for me in scarcity, and there is mercy for me for preservation. My God is great. Oh, my God is great. My God has planted my feet upon my high places, and he made me to walk upon them with grace, with mercy, and with much blessing. God is great. Return all glory unto him. Return all honor unto the Lord, for his good and his mercy endures forever. Father, we bless you this morning for your mercy, for your greatness, for your love, for your faithfulness, for your glory, for being gracious unto us, for your compassion. Oh Lord, we exalt you for provision, for protection. Lord, we honor you. You are good unto us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, today we ask that you release your blessing upon us in the name of Jesus. I put the blessing of the Lord upon you as you go to his presence today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Join the brethren today and let us worship together. Fellowship together with the brethren and receive strength from the presence of the Lord. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed time in the presence of the Lord.